Anthony Lawson has directed and acted in a great diversity of plays. I'm not sure there's a category for Mr. Lawson's latest endeavor, directing the musical Rock of Ages. It's full of 80s music, all kinds of it.
It's a great sampling of 80s, you know, a lot of 80s hair music, but also some of the 80s pop, too. Yeah, there, because you'll say the 80s music to any one person and they'll get a different idea in their head.
That's true.
Some of them will go to the metal side. They'll go to the White Snake, or not that White Snake is metal, but they'll go to the heavier side, to White Snake and Bon Jovi. You say 80s to someone else and they think of Devo, or they think of the Buggles, or, you know, some of the more experimental stuff. So the 80s had a lot of different strange music to offer, and this has a nice little collection of all of it. It's basically like watching a live action 80s movie happening in front of your face, and it's awesome to watch. It's awesome to be a part of. I mean, you've got Wanted Dead or Alive in there, and you've got, on the opposite end of the spectrum, you've got We Built This City by Starship. You know, it's like, how did these end up in the same show together? The same one that has I Wanna Rock has I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
I know all these songs.
Yeah, everyone will know every single one of these songs going into it.
So it's a sing-along, really?
Yes.
What does it look like? What is the spectacle?
It basically takes place in Dupree's bourbon room. So it's inside of a bar. And we split time between that and another club. But I'm not going to tell you what that club is.
Mm.
It's the Venus Club. I'm just not going to tell you what kind of club it is. We spend a lot of time in the bar. And anytime we're not in the bar, we're still in the bar because it looks so great. You know, it's just going to be plastered with different things to look at. Like if you went on stage, it would probably look like a museum exhibit of the 80s. When doing a show like this, you can't take yourself too seriously. You don't want to play it, you know, camp necessarily. You know that you're in something that's funny, but you still want to play it straight. You still want to be true to emotions that are happening. But when the music hits and you hear the, you know, the drums kick in and all the music, you can't remove the smile from your face. I put together the biggest group of people that I thought I would have the most fun with. And that's how I went about casting it. Some of them are, you know, obviously so young that this is the first time they're really experiencing a lot of this music.
Surely some of the teens and 20s.
Well, a lot of them were like, oh, this is what this song is from, because they only know it from SpongeBob. They're like, oh, I know this song. This is that Goofy Goober song. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What is this? And then I see the video and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm old. It's fine. So if anyone lived in or ever appreciated the 80s, it's a love letter to the 80s. This is going to be a show for them. If they have no idea what the 80s is like, this is going to be a show for them too, because they'll be able to look at it and go, what were you thinking?
That was director Anthony Lawson talking about Rock of Ages on stage at Thalian Hall this weekend and next weekend. The audience is encouraged to dress up for the show. Find details, including a photo of Anthony Lawson dressed appropriately for a White Snake concert, at whqr.org.